5,000 years ago, the populations of the south of France were undergoing great changes. Agriculture and cattle raising led to a population explosion. The settlements were multiplying, as were the tombs, and new religious ideas were emerging. On the stelae of the south, an idol was now to be seen, a hieratic figure with a mouthless face that represented the female divinities that had been worshipped since the end of the Ice Age. Not far from the first village, the limestone cliffs of Provence were honeycombed with shallow and relatively easily accessible caves, as here in the Vaucluse. For his paintings, Neolithic man chose caves that overlooked wide landscapes and faced south. These shelters became little sanctuaries. Here are some small human figures, a very stylized idol, and some ibex. These decorated shelters form chains running throughout Provence, sometimes visible from one to the other. Here, near Brignoles in the Var, the paintings cover the whole of one wall. Studying them is a delicate business, as the figures are sometimes superimposed and often damaged. Some simplified humans, the idol's necklace, a zigzag pattern. The human form is everywhere. In its realistic version, it consists of a head and trunk with genitals and has two pairs of appendices for the limbs. The limbs can multiply or join up. While when stylized to the extreme, the figure can become a cross or a vertical line. In the same way, the idol of the standing stones would gradually become a design, a kind of hieroglyph, before finally becoming a simple curve, most of the time, or a T-shape. The sun, too, underwent some transformations. It could resemble a human form, or become a simple dot. Man, idol, sun, animals, axe. One easily gets the feeling that the relationships between these figures are fraught with meaning. The seven caves of the Caramis Valley pose a mysterious riddle. A lone idol. The backgrounds of the paintings are always of an orange color, and the water that must flow only intermittently. Here, an idol and a man. There, a man lies surrounded by two circles and some dots. Suns. A man and a sun that has become human, unless, of course, it is the other way round. The highest cave of the Caramis Valley shows an idol, a hunting scene, and a sun. In spite of all the difficulties of reading and interpretation, archaeologists continue to insist on the existence of a forgotten message. At Bompant in the Vaucluse, its existence becomes obvious. A horizontal line of dots divides the rotunda. Above the line, the figures are upright, normal. Below it, the images are inverted in an unusual position. If these dots really do represent suns, then the line of suns marks out a before and an after. Before and after. This narrative surely had a pedagogical content linked to the rites of passage, the rites that surround the mysteries of life and death. Perhaps one day we shall be able to read this Rosetta Stone of these peoples with no writing, the late Neolithic people of Provence.